Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and you'll find out why. You can email us at sportsfred at AOL.com, heard on Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, guys and gals, you stay healthy, radio stations including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, Art Source, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans, with us, of course, Mark Mancini back with us. The world's worst sports handicapper. We'll talk to him. Matthew Diabas, sports historian. He'll be with us too. Hopefully, we'll be talking to John Feinstein and his fine book, The Ancient Eight. We're talking the story of the Ivy League and the Ivy League football and basketball and whatever. We'll talk to John, hopefully, straight away and play some Barron sports trivia straight away. But, you know, Sunday morning, thousands of people across America turn to the red zone during the football season, turn to the red zone so I can watch all the games. An hour later, I open at 10, Pacific time, 10 o'clock by 11 o'clock. I'm upset at the officiating. But on Sunday, I was really upset with the officiating after the red zone's over. The Sunday night game, the Rams and the Eagles in Los Angeles, and it's not because I'm a Ram fan. This is totally ridiculous. Rams trailing by about a touchdown in its third quarter. And they're on the 13-yard line of the Eagles. Okay, fine. It's third and three, and they call a pass incomplete, but holding against the Rams. So the Eagles have the choice of either taking the 10 yards or forgetting the penalty. And they say, we'll forget the penalty. So now it's fourth and three. But then the Ram offense comes back on the field, and Coach Sirianni for the Eagles changes his mind, and the officials allow him to change his mind. So now the Rams are on the 23-yard line, and Stafford gets sacked. And so now they're on the 30-something yard line. They missed the field goal, and basically that was the end of the game. Now, I don't know what's going on with the officiating in the National Football League. We'll talk to Artie and Matthew and Mark about that in a few. But the bottom line, it stinks. Now, we have to have full-time officials in the National Football League. The Football League makes billions of dollars. They can afford full-time officials, and I'm talking 8 hours a day, 5-6 days a week, okay? Your thoughts, sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. Blake Snell signs with the Dodgers, 5 years and $182 million and $50 million up front, and then the rest, some of it deferred. But the point is, I think only twice in his career has Blake, as talented as he might be, has he gone more than 120 innings. What does that tell you? It tells you he gets injured. Also, he was a non-COVID guy, non-COVID shot guy. All right, straight away on Sports Overnight America.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband some cologne, my sister cozy slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off other gifts, $10 off $25 spent, and earned Kohl's cash. Thank you, Kohl's. Select styles, $10 off $25 offer ends November 11th. 20% offer ends November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to tech and Sephora at Kohl's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa!
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American sausage cheese or bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American cheese sauce bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. Email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Along with Mark Mancini's back with us, the world's worst sports handicapper, Art Source, kicker for the Rams and the Trojans of USC. And, of course, Matthew Diabas, sports historian. And I opened talking about the officiating in the National Football League. And, Art, you played in the National Football League, although should kickers count? I don't know. But the point being, should we have full-time officiating or what?
I've been a proponent of it now for almost 5 years, Fred. We do bet an occasional shekel here or there, not a lot, but, you know, every time I'm watching the game, you know, and I see a great play like the performance Saquon Barkley had on Monday night, you know, he takes off for a 75-yard touchdown. And you're looking, where's those yellow flags? Where's the marker, you know? And it's to the point where it's getting a little bit invasive, in my opinion. So, yes, I'm definitely a proponent of a multi-billion dollar NFL having their own referees. And I just think it's something that would really, really behoove the game. Now, to go back to your opening, which was the call regarding whether you could change your call second and 10 or third and three, or, you know, however you want to work at it. That's twice in 2 weeks that I've seen that happen, where coaches changed their original call. And like Matthew was saying, and Matthew, maybe you could touch on this, you know, I don't remember that being legal. I mean, I thought once you made your choice, you had to live with it.
Yeah, I remember reading it took place in a 45 game between the Washington Redskins and the Philadelphia Eagles. There was a penalty against the Redskins. Was it against the Redskins or something like that? And the Eagles captain declined the penalty, and then he changed his mind and he said, "I changed my mind." The ref said, "No, the opposing team has to consent to the change of mind before we allow you to change your mind." So they went to Sammy Ball, who was the Redskins captain.
See, in the old days, were the coaches allowed to make the call? I don't think the coaches were allowed to make the call. It had to be one of the captains on the field.
Yeah. And they asked Sammy Ball, "Do you consent to the mind change?" And Sammy Ball said no. And the thing is, that helped the Redskins. They beat the Eagles, and it was a must-win situation.
Yeah. So
that stuck in my mind. So I don't know what the official rule is, but I thought, you know, for a call on a penalty to be changed, the other team has to consent unless they changed it. But I had never heard anything about a rule change. I never heard that.
Okay, let me ask you guys a question. Is it possible the official just assumed he was going to, Sirianni was going to decline the penalty? And that's, he just went from there. He assumed he was going to decline the penalty. Is that possible?
I don't know. But it sounds fishy to me that you would casually allow a mind change like that.
Calls, Matthew, and you're aware of this. Some of those calls are tough calls. I mean, if you're at the 16 yard line and it's third and six, or it's going to be second and 16, you might rather have third and six, or even if it's third down or fourth down, you might want to force them into kicking the field goal.
Well, not only that, with all the money these leagues are making. And we got the robotic umpires in spring training.
How come
we're not reviewing every call, regardless if they're full-time employees or part-time? Why aren't we seeing?
So you're saying the big eye in the sky have a referee in the booth who sees obvious calls that they miss
obvious
on the field?
Obvious calls that the fans see and the coaches see, but the guy on the field doesn't actually
because
see.
Because they want to be over in 3 hours. They don't want to go into the next game.
It's a billion-trillion-dollar business.
And they changed the college football rules for the clocks because of what you just said, Fred. Games were running 3.5-4 hours. And, you know, it wasn't working too well.
You know, it's interesting.
I think you need a professional cadre,
cadre. Yeah. No, it's interesting you brought up the college football thing because they added one thing, the two-minute rule at the end of a half and at the end of the game. But what they've changed is the clock keeps running for 95% of the game. So
I know a guy goes out of bounds and they stop it for a second. Yeah. Yeah, and even on first downs, they don't. It doesn't linger as long as it used to. You've seen that,
So they've saved all kind of time, folks. What do you think? Should the National Football League just go to full time officiating? And it would have to be better. You just assume. Email us sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. This has been a very bad early week for the San Francisco 49ers. First, they get clobbered by Green Bay. And then, of course, the Warriors lose early in the week. And then the punchline, $182 million, five-year contract, Blake Snell going to the Dodgers. Now, if he had gone anywhere else, I don't think Giant fans would care. I know we have a lot of listeners in the San Francisco area and Sports Byline, of course, in San Francisco. But, Mark, what do you think about Blake Snell? Because I think only twice in his career has thrown more than 120 pitches. What month does he get hurt this year for the Dodgers? May, June, or July?
Know what month he gets hurt, but I'll tell you, he's a very complicated dude. I mean, it seemed like when he went to San Diego.
You're so kind, Mark. Complicated. I like that.
Yeah. I think he beats to his own drum, but I don't know how stupid the Dodger organization is because I realize, first of all, they have an unlimited ATM card. I understand that. But how stupid can you be to give a guy a five-year, $182 million contract who won five games, and you're telling everybody he's going to be your ace? Your ace. And Fred, I know you're a big Dodger guy.
How many pitchers did they go through last year, you guys? 17?
Hey, listen, I'm still trying to get the dead crow out of my mouth because I can't stand that ball club. But I'll tell you one thing. This is right up there with the Don Stanhouse and Dave Gold's things where these guys had a career year one year or a couple years or they won something, a Cy Young or something. And then the Dodgers jumped on and gave these guys money. And I think the combined total was like six wins. How idiotic do they think this guy's going to do in L.A.? He could win in San Francisco.
Matthew, I want to ask you a question. He was a non-vaxxer. Last year, again, unless you're in the clubhouse, you don't really know. It seemed the Dodgers were an organization where everybody sort of liked everybody else. Can a non-vaxxer and a political guy, and Snell is, change the whole thing? What do you think?
Oh, boy. Well, the thing is, if he can produce, I think that kind of forgives whatever sins he commits in that clubhouse there. It's like there's an old French proverb that says victory can atone for a multitude of sins. The pressure is on
John
Snell.
Madden said winning is the best deodorant in sports.
I mean, if Snell can produce, I wonder if the Dodgers were seduced by the fact that 4 years ago, Snell was pitching so good against them, and they got lifted by his manager, who he shouldn't have been lifted.
Kevin
he was
Cash.
The greatest game of his life, and that's what cost Tampa the series and all that. And the Dodgers said, we want his services and screw the politics as long as he produces that.
Can I jump in on that real fast? Whether he's a non-vax or what, I mean, I you know, everybody's got their own personal thing on this thing. It's like if you believe in Christ or not. But I mean, I don't condone a guy if he doesn't want to take the shot or anything. But I just think he's just a complicated guy all the way around ever since he left Tampa.
Art, he's played for, let's see, Tampa, the Padres, the Giants, and now the Dodgers. So he's played for four teams.
Is he
going
to go to
years.
Arizona in 2 years and then do the whole Western
Colorado?
But doesn't that tell you something?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's definitely not the best person in the clubhouse. We all know that. We've read about it. We've heard the articles on it. But I'm going to take the high road with it on this one and kind of go with Mark. And also with what Matthew said. Hey, if the guy comes out and he can do his job and he can go 170 innings instead of 120 innings and make it through May.
Yeah,
maybe it's worthwhile. Well,
and not only
look
that,
at Dave Kingman. Remember him?
I mean, here's Kingman the rumors are circulating. Yeah. Bueller could go to the Yankees, and Hernandez can go to the Red Sox. So,
well, now that they have him there, you know, there's a lot of. They have like 12 guys that are going to be battling for a 5-man rotation. That might be the perfect team to have the old 6-man rotation.
Well, again, the bottom line is we don't know how many of these guys will be healthy. You've got Dustin May, who missed all of last year. You had Bueller, and he's going to go now. I'm sure he's going to go elsewhere, as indicated. But I just don't trust the whole situation.
Hey, Fred, are they going to get Juan Soto too?
I don't know. I said originally he's going to the Mets because Steve Cohen's got more money than anybody. He won't be out.
Does he have more money than the Guggenheims?
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately.
Maybe we can get him to buy the Pirates.
Sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Sports overnight.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Letter John Feinstein, his fine book, The Ancient Eight. You can pick it up at Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. But right now, one of the parts of the show that I like the best, we play Barron Sports Trivia. And, of course, we'll find out what these guys know late night. It's got to be difficult for a 127-year-old art source. And Mark's about half that age. And I think Matthew's even younger. So we'll discuss that. We'll talk about it. Well, let's start with Mark, because Mark is the world's worst sports handicapper. And it's only fair that we see what he knows about trivia. Mark, are you ready?
Yeah.
Who led the NBA in rebounds 7 times in the 1990s?
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman?
Yeah.
You're telling me he played long enough to do that?
It'd have to be either Dennis Rodman or it wasn't Moses Malone.
Hakeem Olajuwon?
I would say Dennis Rodman. I'm going to stick with Dennis Rodman.
Matthew, who is it?
I go with Hakeem Olajuwon.
What?
Make your case for Hakeem.
Hey, he won those 2 titles with Houston, man. I mean, in terms of offensive rebounding, sweeping boards and blocking shots, I'm going with Hakeem. People forget about Hakeem. They always talk about Shaq, you know, and that, but hey, Hakeem, he's my third greatest center after Wilt, you know, and Russell, man, you know, in my book.
Okay, so you've heard 2 answers here, folks. Rodman and Hakeem. Now, 127-year-old art source.
Come on, Artie, break the tie.
Break the tie or come up with
two guys in my mind, Karl Malone and or Charles Barkley. I'm going to go with Karl Malone.
Karl Malone, Hall of Famer, no question about that. Charles Barkley, Hall of Famer. But both are wrong. Matthew, I hate to say this, and this is definitely an aberration.
What?
But Art Source got it wrong. Our sports historian got it wrong, but the World Tour sports handicapper, Mark Mancini, actually got it right.
Yeah!
The answer is Dennis Rodman.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rodman was a one-trick pony. Well, I actually played good defense.
Let me tell you guys, and Fred, you've been in a lot of locker rooms already, Matt. Covering the Bulls in the heyday was like covering the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Yeah. I can only imagine.
They were like the Sixers coming to town with all those guys, with Irving and those guys. And I mean, yeah. And Fred, you remember the Clippers used to play in that old sports arena. It took you from getting off the freeway there to get in the sports arena all the way to halftime just to get into that place to see the Bulls.
All right. Yeah. Let's go to our sports historian to see if he can come back after the missed answer. In NBA history, who has the highest field goal percentage the most times? Who has the highest field goal percentage the most times? Matthew DeBoss, who might that be?
You mean led the NBA in field and shooting for field
somebody
goal?
Somebody who didn't score much.
but clarify, you mean leading the a number of times leading the NBA in shooting percentage?
Yes.
Season? Yeah. Ooh, dead eye. Hmm.
I think
it'll be somebody you wouldn't even think of, because I'm telling
I think I might have
it's
it.
Like a guy that just got rebounds and put him back in. It's going to be one of those kind of guys.
Shoot. Oh, shoot. A dead eye.
I might, you know what? I might go with your first pick in the last segment. Can I throw Rodman in there?
Yeah. I don't know about Rodman as a shooter. He wasn't much of a.
But I mean, I'm talking about offensive rebounds and putting it back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Because you're never shot.
You got me good now. I don't know, man.
Okay, Art. Who might it be?
I'm gonna go with Rodman because you're sneaky.
Mark, who might it be?
You know, I like Artie's pick. I was leaning towards that, but I'm just gonna go out on a limb, being a big Bucks guy. I'm gonna go Sidney Moncrief.
Okay. Sidney Moncrief, of course, from Arkansas, fine player, but he was not the big guy that we're talking about here. Let me give you guys a hint. He's on TV all the time.
Shaq?
What was that?
Was it Shaq?
Shaq?
Shaquille O'Neal. 10 times he led the NBA.
Yeah, he probably never made a 15-footer in his career.
Couldn't make a free throw.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I was saying that's a sneaky question. Because, I mean, you know, if you're shooting from 15, 18, 20 feet, you're not going to have more than a 50% average. But if you're 7'3" and you're underneath the basket and the ball bumps out and you tip it back in or put it back in.
Do you guys realize, I saw it the other day and I wanted to bring it to the point with you great boys, the NBA ratings are way down.
I know. Have you seen the courts? With all these colorful courts and all this, it drives me crazy.
Mark, how many games have you seen?
Nothing. The Sixers are so sucko. It makes you want to puke.
I buy the Red Zone and I buy a Major League Baseball package. Have I bought the NBA in 5 years? The answer is no.
Where they are very popular? China. The CBA, China.
Yeah. All right, Art, are you ready for Barron Sports Trivia?
I hope so.
At 127 years of age, oldest player ever to score 60 points in a game, 60 points or more.
Wow.
Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Art's 127, so he might
oldest player to ever
remember
score
this guy.
60 points. Elgin Baylor.
Well, he scored 71 for the Lakers, but he wasn't the oldest player when he did that.
Want to take another guess?
I'll go one more on you.
I'm going to go with
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Abdul-Jabbar from my Westwood UCLA Bruins. We'll find out if you're right. Art guesses Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Okay. Sports historian Matthew Diabas. What do you think?
I think I got this.
I think it's Wilt the Stilt, baby. I'm going with Wilt the Stilt.
The oldest player ever to score 60 or more. You say Wilt the Stilt?
Yeah.
Passed away almost 30 years ago. I can't believe it right now. From Kansas University. All right, Mark, is it Wilt the Stilt or who might it be?
No, I'm going to throw somebody that was put buckets big time, and especially if they move that three-pointer. I know he died early, but I think he was one of the oldest scoring a lot was Pete Maravich, Pistol Pete Maravich.
Pistol Pete from LSU. Let me add one hint. You ready? Mm-hmm. It was the player's final game.
Kobe.
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe.
That's right. That's correct.
Yeah. He was 37 or 38 at the time. Yeah. Oldest player ever to score 60 or more.
He scored 80.
You know what's funny, guys? There was a pizza place up in Newport Coast, and they said, please don't feed the celebrities. Because he used to come in there, and he'd come in there, and he'd always get a slice of pizza and have his girls with him. One of the nicest guys of all time. And, you know, I was thinking the other day just how much I miss Kobe and what he represented in terms of competitiveness and what he did for the young girls and for the game of basketball. And
I think he would have been a great coach.
That's a great question, Fred. Yeah. I like that.
Well, you know, of course, we know that earlier in his career he scored the 81, but it was 60 in his final game. All right.
Hey, Fred, I got to ask you something real quick. I know we're going to be running – The LA Times is on the brink of extinction. I can't even find the local sports in there.
I know it's 3 pages hidden in the middle of whatever.
Print journalism is just dying. It ain't what it used to be anymore. Print journalism. It's just, that's why I stopped getting subscribing to newspapers like in the mid 2010s. That's when I just stopped, man. It just.
Well, you know, I have found some good ones out there that I do on an e basis. Electronic basis, and I kind of like them.
I know Fred.
You're right. They are falling apart.
All right, let's go. Yeah. Mark, our final question, Barron Sports Trivia for this program. Who did Jeannie Buss marry a few months ago?
Well, it wasn't Phil Jackson.
Ooh.
Was it the Laker GM, Pelinka?
Rob Pelinka. No, it was not Rob Pelinka.
Wow, like I didn't
sports historian. This guy was an actor and comedian. Who is he?
Oh man, I have not been following the gossips and all of that. I mean, I had no idea. I hadn't heard anything about Jeannie
He
busting
was the
up.
star. He was the star of Lee Steinberg's life story, the comedian,
Matt, yeah.
sportscaster,
Matt, you wouldn't date Kim Kardashian?
blonde hair.
No.
Come on, he used to have a sports show on Fox, and before that, he was the agent in.
See, Art, you're all around it.
I
If you
know
were a little younger, perhaps you'd get it right. Keep going. Keep guessing. Kevin
Oh my God,
Costner?
what is his name? He's the blonde guy that the Sean Salisbury goes, "Why don't you treat
Oh,
me like
Jay Moore. Jay
Jay
Moore.
Moore
Jay
is the
Moore it
answer.
is. There you go.
Mark
Yeah,
was so
see?
close. Mark actually got it. I don't know. You guys, this show did only
Well, we're getting
passably
ready for the
well.
trip to Fan tomorrow, friend. You
I
know
know,
how it
I
is.
know. Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com.
Yeah, you're riding high in April and shot down in May, right, Matthew?
You
That's
should have
how
been
it
asking me
goes.
baseball questions or football questions. I
I
thought
know,
it would
but
have done
he
better,
loves the
man.
NBA, though. He gets us with the NBA
Because
questions.
last show you did
What?
baseball and I was hitting him, man. I was killing it.
Well, but you see, that tells you something about
Yeah.
why people aren't watching the NBA. You're saying basketball is
Well, how
third,
about
at
some
least.
hockey?
Well, okay, so,
Hockey.
okay, in 30 seconds, let me just quickly tell you. I used to subscribe to the hockey news. I did the post-game show for the Kings
Yeah.
in 1980, but I gave up the hockey. I don't even know if the hockey news publishes
Did you
anymore, but
ever
I
meet
gave it up.
Jiggs McDonald?
What?
Did you ever get to meet Jiggs
Jiggs
McDonald?
McDonald. Jiggs
Oh,
McDonald.
yeah.
Well, that's a
All
blast from the past,
the
Yeah.
time in those years. But then I gave up hockey. I basically
Well.
given up the NBA, and I've got baseball and football, and I don't even have college football anymore. Because the NCAA has destroyed the darn game.
Yeah.
Back with more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. And get even more of an interior refresh with up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid to November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com. Interesting book just read. The Ancient Eight, College Football's Ivy League in the Game Today. John Feinstein with us. And John, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Fred. Good to talk to you again.
So you've written over 50 books. You went to Columbia, so you sort of leaned toward the Ivy League. But what gave you the nudge to write this one?
Well, actually, Fred, I did not go to Columbia. I probably couldn't have gotten in there. But I grew up in New York City and went to Columbia games as a kid all the time. I used to ride the number one IRT train to the tip of Manhattan and walk three blocks to Baker Field. So you're right that I've been a Columbia fan all my life. And when I was a kid growing up, they were terrible. But you could play $4 and sit in a very good seat and see Calvin Hill and Brian Dowling play for Yale. You could see Ed Marinaro play for for Cornell. And Marty Gomez at one point was the Columbia quarterback, and he's significant in history because he was the quarterback who replaced Johnny Unitas with the Baltimore Colts in 1972. So I was always an Ivy League fan. I was always a Columbia fan as a kid. I wrote about Ivy League teams for the Washington Post whenever I had the chance, and always enjoyed it because, here's a big surprise, the kids were really bright. They were very open. They were willing to tell stories. And so I went to my publisher a couple of years ago and said, I think it'd be fun to write a book about Ivy League football. I'd written a book about Patriot League basketball, and not one of the kids I wrote about in that book ever played in the NBA, but they had stories to tell, and the book ended up on the bestseller list. So my publisher was open to the idea, and I went ahead and sort of embedded myself at all eight schools throughout the 2023 season. And I was right. I had a great time. The kids were tremendous.
You know, one very interesting part in your book, The Ancient Eight, pick it up at major bookstores, Amazon.com, is the fact that with this nonsense of the transfer portal and the NIL, in the Ivy League, basically, you cannot play 9 years as the kid at Miami, University of Miami can. So they're stricter on the rules. Obviously, they're not going to win the national title. But I mean, the point right. The point is at least they stand for something. Nowadays, it
you
seems
mean they're actually
the
scholar
rest of
athletes?
The world doesn't stand for anything. John, what do you think?
I totally agree. I mean, the kids, most of them, over 95% of them, graduate in 4 years. They stay at the schools where they enroll as freshmen almost all the time. There are no NILs in the Ivy League. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to do the book, because the title comes from the fact that there were eight Ivy League schools in 1954 when the league was formed. And the same eight schools are in the Ivy League today. And the same eight schools will be in the Ivy League 10 years from now, 20 years from now. And there'll be bright kids who go to class, who graduate, and who in many – some of them go to the NFL. I mean, the Ivy League usually has about a dozen players in the NFL each season.
Well,
but beyond that, they're going to go on and do tremendous things that have nothing to do with football because of who they are.
Yeah.
Art Source, you had a choice between Harvard and USC. You chose USC.
Actually, it was Dartmouth, Fred. It was Dartmouth and Bob Blackman who I had the choice with, because my dad played for him at the University of Denver way back when. But one of the questions I wanted to ask John, and John, I'm Artie Source. Pleasure to meet you. I've been a big fan of yours for 25 years.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be, you know, A Good Walk Spoiled or the majors, I love your golf books. I love your sports books. One of the questions I wanted to toss to you, Fred kind of took the juice off of it, but when you look at college football and college basketball now compared to the halcyon days that I go back into, and you look at the NIL and you look at the portal, and then you look at the league, the Ivy League, like I watched a little bit of Yale and Harvard. I believe the football program, they had a four-way championship, a four-way tie for the championship in the Ivy League this year.
Three-way tie.
There you go. But I got to tell you, I've always been infatuated. I remember my dad taking me to a Yale Bowl to watch Yale and Harvard when Joe Restick was the coach in the old days. And,
right.
I mean, these kids, like you say, they really are something special. And you do see some of them eventually come out and get a crack at the NFL. But one of the things I wanted you to touch bases with is the sea change in college athletics from the point where we saw it growing up and now where it is today.
Yeah, and again, that Artie, that was one of the reasons I wanted to write about the Ivy League, because, I mean, you look at the Big Ten, which is now the Big 18, because of realignment. And you look at Ohio State, which apparently has a $20 million NIL payroll. And, you know, those days when we rooted for teams because kids played for the love of the game, that doesn't mean they didn't want to be pros, but they loved the game. And the Ivy League kids play because they love the game. They don't get paid. Most of them will not go on and play in the NFL. And the day they play their last game, remember, the Ivy League plays 10 games. And their presidents, for reasons I can't explain because I don't understand them, don't allow the football champion to play in the FCS playoffs. That may change in the next few years. I hope it does, because the players should have the opportunity to compete in postseason when they're good, when they win a championship. But for the moment, they don't. And when they play that last game, which all eight teams just played this past Saturday, that's it for the seniors. They're done. For almost all of them, their football careers are over. The guy who was the captain at Harvard last year could have gone to an NFL camp as a free agent. But he said, you know what? I don't think I was good enough. I didn't really think I was good enough to play in the NFL. I loved football for every minute that I played it, but I wanted to play my last game in a Harvard uniform. And so he did, and he went on and instantly got a job at a major Wall Street firm, because who wouldn't want an Ivy League football captain with a 3.7 GPA?
John Feinstein with us, the Ancient Eight. Major bookstores everywhere, of course, Amazon.com. And Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper. You're on with John Feinstein.
Well, John, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm going to light a little fuse here on this situation, because the whole Ivy League to me reminds me of a guy trying to make it in Major League Baseball. And, you know, it's a select few. Maybe one out of every 500 kids has a shot to actually land in the show. But
right.
You know, when you look at the Ivy League, to me, and this is just one man's perspective on it or opinion, but, you know, they've got the brains and the brawn, and we've seen, like, Theo Epstein come out of Yale, a good friend of mine, and Brad Ausmus came out of there and some of those small schools. But, you know, if you want to play with the big boys, and I know the divisions are all different, but it's almost like following the money trail. If you want to compete, you don't get anything for finishing second. It's like finishing last. It just prolongs the inevitable. So why wouldn't they bring in a big-time coach into these Ivy Leagues to at least prepare the kids that want to make it in the major sports to get to that stardom?
Well, that's why I made the point about the fact that if you look at NFL rosters every year, you'll see Ivy League players on those teams. Ryan Fitzpatrick played for 17 years. In the NFL for 9 different teams and was a starter at some point on all of those teams, including starting for an entire season with the Jets when they had one of their best records in the last 20 years. They went 10-6 and should have made the playoffs, but didn't.
You have the fullback for the 49ers as well, guys.
Yeah. You know,
I mean,
yeah. And you've got Matt Burke, you've got others that are dotted throughout NFL roster. So if you want to play in the NFL, you will have the opportunity. Every game I was at last year, there were NFL scouts there because they knew there was talent on the Ivy Leagues. There was a kid at Princeton named Jalen Travis, who happens to be 6'7" and 315 pounds. Yep. He also had a 3.71 GPA at Princeton. And most impressively to me, when he was a high school senior, growing up in Minneapolis, right after the George Floyd murder, he and a friend, another high school kid, formed a foundation to raise money for inner city kids to get enough education to go to college.
Wow.
Now, that's an impressive young man. And he's good enough to play. He's right now, he's a grad student at Iowa State because he wanted a fifth year, was eligible for a fifth year. You can't play a fifth year in the Ivy League. You have to go somewhere else to play. He has his Princeton degree. And he'll be drafted next spring, I promise you, because he's talented and he's got size. So the point of to answer your question is that kids who go to the Ivy League to play football go because in many cases they're very good football players who could play at the FBS level, but they also know that they can play football and they can get a great education and get an Ivy League degree. So it feels to them like a win-win situation, even though it's a lot of work. It's like having two full-time jobs, playing college football and going to an Ivy League college.
Sports historian Matthew Diabas, you're on with John Feinstein.
Mr. Feinstein, it's a great honor to speak with you, sir. I've been a humble admirer of your works. Question.
Thank you.
While researching your book, did you delve into like the early history of football in the Ivy League, like Yale and Harvard, who was like 140
years ago? I did, Matthew.
Yeah, I did, Matthew.
And in fact, it was fascinating. The first time I walked into Harvard Stadium for a practice, there were 8 national championship banners on the scoreboard, but the last one was 1919 because the Ivy League schools were powers in the late 19th century and really up until the 1950s in the 20th century. But having said that, I focused the book on the present day because there are history books about the Ivy League. There have been books written about how great the Ivy League was 100 years ago, 50 years ago. Princeton played in the first college football game in 1869. Yeah. And they wear 1869 on their helmets to remind people about that. I did, of course, look into the history, but the focus was today's players. And I interviewed 82 players during the course of my research, plus the 8 coaches. And like I said, I had a great time doing it.
John Feinstein's book, The Ancient Eight. John, I got to tell you this. UCLA under John Wooden won its last hoop championship in 1975. John, of course, retired. Right. That year, they don't win their next for 20 years, 1995. And then 1996 comes, and my Bruins lose to Princeton. How dare they?
43
four
41.
Quarters, baby.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Pete Carril's last win at Princeton. Certainly, Pete Carril was a Hall of Fame basketball coach at Princeton. And I remember that game in 1996 vividly because a kid named Gabe Llewellyn, who was a freshman, scored on a backdoor layup at the buzzer to win the game.
I've never forgotten it. Quickly talk about Teddy Roosevelt and the Ivy League and the future of football way back when. You wrote about it in the book.
Matthew mentioned the history of the Ivy League, and football was so violent because it was really more like rugby than today's football back in the 1890s. It for 2 years Harvard and Yale didn't play one another because the injuries were so serious. And when Teddy Roosevelt was president, he was a Harvard graduate. He loved football. He called together the presidents of all the schools and said, look, I love football. I want to see it continue. We've got to find a way to make it less violent. And one of the ways they found to make it less violent, and this came out of the Ivy League, was the forward pass, which, of course, changed football forever. And it was a Harvard graduate who called the meeting that led to the forward pass.
Yeah.
John Feinstein, thank you so much for appearing. I really enjoyed the book, The Ancient Eight, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. And you've written more than 50, so I know you're already writing another one. And thank you for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really enjoyed it.
John Feinstein with us, back with more.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, I'd like to thank John Feinstein, the Ancient Eight, college football's Ivy League, and the game they play today, Amazon.com. All right, our last couple of minutes here in this segment. Art, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I was thinking about, you know, the NFL as it is. And we were, you know, discussing it a little bit about the referees' calls. You know, I look at it. The worst tackling I've ever seen in football. Tons of missed kicks. Kickers are having nothing but trouble, even on extra points. Costly penalties in the wrong situations. Coaches are just not coaching. I mean, the 49ers, for years now, they had an NFC Championship game in Philly where they had a quarterback that had played for 12 teams as their backup. Now they go to Green Bay last week. They throw in Brandon Allen, and Brandon Allen seems like a good kid. But, I mean, is he really going to go to Green Bay and win that game? No, especially when there's no other players around him. I mean, is Kyle Shanahan overrated?
That's a good question. Mark, your Steelers, they can make the playoffs?
Oh, yeah. They'll keep the trend going with Tomlin. But I will tell you, I think right now the two teams that could meet for the Super Bowl, and we might see something. I think right now you got to give it to the Eagles and the Ravens.
They're playing Sunday night.
They're
in
playing.
Baltimore. Yeah. That's going to be a heck of a game.
Mark, I will bet you anything the Steelers do not make the playoffs. Just take a look at their schedule straight
ahead.
It's
unbelievable. Yeah,
the Eagles take on the Steelers.
Well,
in a week
or so.
I
think the thing is, if you're battle tested, what you know, and I will tell you this: this might be a shock to you guys, but to me, the Lions have not been battle tested. They've beat up on cream puffs. If you look at the points they've put on the Panthers, the Titans, the Jaguars, they've only been tested by pretty much one team.
Wouldn't want to play against them, Mark. Honest to goodness.
Well, but you're getting fat and you can get knocked out. They get the Bears. I mean, you look at the rest of their schedule. The Tampa Bay came in there and beat them earlier in the year. The Rams kept it close. Who are the Detroit Lions beating? in their run to 8-1. Really, look at their schedule and look at their wins.
We got to go. I disagree with you. I think Jared Goff, if it wasn't for that one game, would be number one as far as MVP is concerned. But
and you are right about the Steelers' schedule, Fred.
Might forget that.
Yeah. That's a real, real juggernaut of a schedule that the Steelers face.
All right, so for Art, for Matthew Diabas, for Mark, Mario, thank you very much. More of Sports Overnight America all night long. Bye, everybody.